Okay, everybody gather round. It's time for the big pen. Pull down. Kick out your heels. Jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down. Gotta have a collar you can trust.
Time for the pig pen.
Match.
Brought to you by
Chicken Pants.
Yes, when you need pants,
think reach, Chicken Pants first.
Reach for Chicken Pants.
Are they made of chicken? Or they have chickens on them? Probably.
Chickens wear them.
Actually,
both.
Made out of monkey.
Actually, both. So, Mikey, Saroy, and myself were having a small conversation in a couple of breaks ago, talking about how we are solo for the holiday this weekend, that no family obligations, no dinners that we have to go to, no grandma's house, none of that. And I find that element, that aspect of my life as I've gotten older to be incredibly freeing and peaceful. I love it. I love eating a microwave lasagna, watching football, and hanging out with my dog. And I don't have to pretend to enjoy the company of some aunt that you see twice a year. You don't have to entertain anybody. You don't have to answer questions about, so, you still doing that radio thing?
Hey, how's that going?
How's your little band doing? You don't have
How's your prostate?
Or that. You don't have to deal with any of that, and it's beautiful. So the other night, I had a nightmare that I was put back into that place of having to deal with traveling to grandma's house, Thanksgiving, the food, which I don't like, awkward moments with relatives. It was a really bad dream, a terrible nightmare. I couldn't shake it. And what I find in my life, the best way to deal with such experiences,
drink.
Alongside of that, I find the songwriting process somewhat cathartic. So I did my best to translate the feeling, the atmosphere of my dream, and convey it into a song. Now, this is not a traditional song in the sense of what you might expect from me. This is an insight into my dream state psyche of my fear and loathing of holiday season with your family. Keep that in mind. This is very non-traditional.
It's like an anti-song.
It's an anti-song. This is my hell. This is my nightmare. This is my experience. And I present to you this Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving song for the world. Turkey is made of wood.
Turkey isn't good. Turkey is made of wood. Stuffing has no taste. Turkey is made of wood. Grandma's house sucks. There is no Wi-Fi. Turkey isn't good. Grandpa smells weird. The Cowboys are going to lose. They need to fire Garrett. Cranberry sauce is bitter. Grandpa farted again. Uncle Ken is drunk. He smokes cigarettes. I wish I were somewhere else. Uncle Ken just touched my leg. The dog crapped on the floor. I'm very depressed. Turkey is made of wood. Turkey isn't good. I'd like to kill myself. Grandpa is sleeping. It's only halftime. Zeke broke his leg. Mashed potatoes are the only thing good about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving still sucks. Dak threw his second interception. Turkey's made of wood. I think Grandpa's dead. Nah, he's still sleeping. If I were dead, I'd be glad. Turkey isn't good.
I agree with nearly every sentiment there. Wholeheartedly.
There's a lot going on in there.
How many chords was that, two?
There weren't really chords. When you have a guitar that detuned or out of tune, none of it matters.
There's only so much you can do.
The Seaside Vista you were recording at, where was that?
That was
White Rock?
That was just a sound effect that I got off YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah. It illustrates the dream state that I was in with the juxtaposition of the hellish nightmare of the out-of-tune guitar and the Johnny Cash-esque presentation of just a desperate experience with family Thanksgiving. It's not meant to be good. Look, I told Mino that you would run that song by any producer of radio in the world, and they would say, no, you cannot put that on the air, but I felt I needed to share my experience with our dear listeners.
It's art.
It is truly art. And I think I loved it. Like, not even just the funny parts, because my face does hurt from laughing.
I hated it, but I agree wholeheartedly with the sentiment.
Okay.
It's polarizing, isn't it?
Very polarizing.
Very.
With some cowboy stats in there, too.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for them if my dream is to come true.
Not at all.
That's a very dark scenario for them.
The three field goals that Maher missed.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't make it.
There was like
just too obvious.
Yeah, there was
like
radio edit. You had to shrink it a little.
Nine more verses.
Yeah, it's a 12-minute
It was pretty
original
much
song.
The sad-eyed lady of the lowlands of Thanksgiving nightmares. All right.
So one of the verses was Maher missed from nine.
From nine.
Ken is still touching my thigh.
Yeah. There's a lot of truth in that thing, too. A lot.
Yeah, it was a dance between
is he serious?
Dreams and reality.
All right, that's it. That's all I have. Happy holidays,
Bravo.
Everyone.